We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slipping and injured is Zion Williamson. Back the other way, a layup for Cam Johnson. And 36 seconds into the game, Zion Williamson is down.
He blew through his shoe.
Yep.
Look at his left shoe. He blew completely through the shoe, and then he started holding his right knee. I mean, his shoe blew apart. I've never seen anything like that. Watch what he plants right here. His foot comes out of his shoe. That's unbelievable.
He broke his shoe with his own foot. But as you say, the injury does not appear to have anything to do with the left foot. He did reach for the back of the right knee. And if we get information, we'll pass it along as he gets some work done. Jack White has come into the game for Williamson.
If anybody else on the bench has a size 15 shoe, they better give it up right now.
ESPN last night, no, they didn't have to give up the size 15 shoe because Zion Williamson didn't come back into the game. He's going to have an MRI today. Now, they're calling it a mild knee sprain, but we'll see with Zion Williamson. A lot to chop up. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh. On this story, we're just talking in the bullpen. A lot of opinions, Hugh, as to what should happen next with Zion Williamson. Should he – the big question this morning, should Zion Williamson shut it down, Hugh?
You know what, John? Not only that, and this is one of the main reasons why, as a consumer, I refuse to pay, like, crazy amounts for tickets. You're talking about – Barack Obama was at the game last night. It was a host of big celebrities at this game. The average ticket was on par with the Super Bowl ticket.
Nearly $3,000.
Yes. 36 seconds into this game, this cat has his shoe blows out. He's done for the whole game. Man, I would be super hot behind that. I want to say something else, but I didn't want Daryl to dump it. But I would have been hot behind that. Paying that kind of money to see this major matchup, and it was one-sided for the most part. Mm-hmm. It was one-sided. That's the main reason why, man. When you know what? I'm more of an intangible individual when it comes to things like that. I think Spike Lee was in the joint. Spike Lee was there. And this cat blows his shoe out 36 seconds in. Number one, I've never seen anything like that before in my life. Never seen anything like that. Number two, I'm suing Nike if I'm Zion. I'm Nike. Is coming to see. Either one or two things are going to happen. Either I'm suing Nike or I got a lifetime contract with incentives, because Nike is the number one shoe manufacturer in the country, in the world. And for you to have that on that stage, to have that shoe blow out the way that it did, John, that looked like somebody went along the side of his shoe and just cut it open. And I was telling Daryl, do you know how much stitching it takes to put together a shoe of that magnitude, like a court shoe, a running shoe, any kind of shoe like that, and to have it break away.
Yeah, how does it even happen?
John, that thing looked like –
I've never had that happen.
John, it looked like it broke away from the seams.
Right.
Like somebody took a razor blade and just cut it along the seams. That is unheard of. I've never seen anything like that. Yeah, if I'm Zion, I'm taking all that bread.
So the question is, if you're in high school or – you know, you playing in basketball shoes. Do you play in Paul George's shoe now?
Yeah,
because now Paul George.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I see your point, but I'm talking about Nike in general. Nike has a problem. Like I'm pretty sure this morning, what's his name? The founder of Nike, Phil Knight or whatever his name is sitting around, and he like somebody got to do something. Like you got to recall those shoes or something. You got to pull those. Like a recall on a bad engine on a car. You gotta pull those. You have to pull them because when you look at it, man, that thing broke on the side. It wasn't even like he tore through the shoe like his foot was too big or something. It tore on the side, looked like by the seams. Yeah, I'm suing Nike.
Well, all right, that's what, because there's a lot of angles to this story. One is whether or not Paul George, it was his shoe and Nike. Another is, of course, the situation surrounding the future of Zion Williamson. Another is whether or not this is going to be something that we're going to have to face with athletes going forward, too, in his situation, whether we should change the rules. So there's a lot here to chop up at 404-741-0929 and kind of make a decision as to where we're going with this. So let's just take this one at a time. Our guy, Barrett Gay, has tweeted in, and he's right. And now, it's not the same situation as far as we know in terms of the severity of the injury, but he said, isn't it interesting that Nick Bosa, who had a really bad injury at Ohio State during the year, shut it down and will be the number one pick in the NFL draft, and that maybe Zion Williamson should shut it down and be the number one pick in the NBA draft?
I think he will be. I think this is a tough one. Now, I understand where everybody's coming from. Still a little bit more basketball left to play. They still have one more matchup with Carolina. I do believe later in the season. Still got one more matchup. I'm old school, man. I'm old school, and I'm gonna put that out there first before I say what I'm about to say. I would finish playing. I mean, I understand that, you know, your job as a student athlete and as a respective first round draft pick is to be a productive citizen, and that puts this in jeopardy with the this injury and everything. And you're basically jeopardizing your draft status with this sprain. Hopefully, that's all it is. But man. I would still play because I'm looking at it from the perspective of an older gentleman that has played in college and knowing how important those relationships are. And the dude's only going to be in school for 1 year. Like, he's only going to be there for a semester or two. That's it. I would ride it out. I would play.
All right, so you votes in our poll at 929 The Game, and you could go to our Twitter at 929 The Game and vote in it. He thinks that there's no need to overreact and that Zion should come back.
I didn't say that. Did I say overreact? Oh, that's the poll.
Yeah, that's
the poll. Oh, I guess I do fall into that, dude.
Yeah.
I guess the way you wrote it, you didn't use the yes or no. I guess the way you wrote it, I guess that's how I'm rolling.
I mean, because the poll is, you know, should he shut it down for the rest of the season, yes or no? Yes, you got to think of your future, make a business decision, or no, there's no need to overreact. Right now, 54% are saying yes, he should shut it down, and 46% are saying no. But we want you to weigh in on our Twitter. Also, phone lines open 404-741-0929. I think he should shut it down. I'm going to vote yes, he should shut it down and make a business decision because, Hugh, at this point, because you use that term business decision, you know, you got to feed your family kind of thing.
I get that.
First things come first. How does this impact Duke?
First,
I mean, it changes everything for Duke. We all understand that.
It does. It does. And to not have him out there, you could tell it was a different game. It was a different game from the beginning.
Well, they lost by 16.
Man, listen. And not only that, John, it took the air out of the room. The whole, like, at that point, I don't know if it was anybody else. The game had my undivided attention. As soon as he left, I went in there and started doing something else. I mean, I watched it, but I'm like, I'm listening. No, I listened to it, but I'm doing other stuff. Because it was one of those things that you look at, and he was a big part of what they do. But the way that his shoe blew out, man, there you have to look at that as a player, and hopefully again that he's okay. But you have to look at that, and not only that, John, I might not even wear Nikes for a while. I mean, I might not wear Nikes for a while. I don't know if that's the
team shoe. Is that the team shoe?
I don't know if it, I'm assuming it probably is. But if I'm Coach K, if I'm Zion and Coach K tell me, hey man, Coach, I don't wanna, like, I might plan something else. I might plan some shoes that I've played in before in the past that I know are sturdy. I'm not getting nothing new. Not nothing new for a while. I'm gonna be a little superstitious for a while.
Carolina didn't have any problems with those Jordans.
Dun, dun, dun.
I will say that I think that you're looking at Zion Williamson, who I think is the biggest college basketball star in the last at least 20 years to come out of college basketball. He is on a level. I'm not sure that we have seen a basketball star come out of college basketball as big as he is in terms of his, you know, potential, you know, involvement since maybe a guy like Patrick Ewing. That was 35 years ago. I mean, it's been a long time since you've had a college basketball star of his magnitude. You've had great players, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, somebody that's so a star that he could drive $3,000, I'm not sure we've ever seen that, period, ever.
Somebody said, DJ Special K said, next game, Zion playing in some Tims.
Yeah, right? Put out a pair of Timberland boots and lace them and lock them down.
Some Tims. This is a bad look. This is a look for Nike. And I understand that everybody on the court probably had on Nike shoes and that this didn't happen to anybody else. But it happened to the number one player in the country. It happened to him. And for them to have this look, Phil Knight needs to be flying into Duke right now. He needs to be on that plane. He should have gotten the plane last. He should have been there this morning at his side talking to him, talking about, man, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened, but we will fix this. There needs to be some press releases today about all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a bad look for Nike, man. Yeah, this is a bad look.
It is a bad look. And Puma should never have pulled down that tweet. I mean, Puma tried to take advantage of this, right? I mean, because you've got guys who are going to Under Armour for shoes. Puma tweeted out, wouldn't have happened in the Pumas.
Man, ain't nobody wearing no Pumas on the basketball court no more. That was Ralph Sampson days back in the day. Man, ain't nobody wearing no Pumas no more on the court. Nike got – it's what, Nike and Adidas?
No,
and maybe Reebok.
Puma's trying to make a comeback. A bunch of NBA players wear them now, but
who?
DeMarcus Cousins, I believe, is one of them.
I was kidding when I said that. At I was trying to be funny, but yeah. Puma better get their weight up before they start trying to talk trash.
And New Balance is getting ready to drop.
Oh
too.
Yeah, I did see the New Balance. New
Yo,
Balance,
they're bringing
back.
It back.
Yeah, they bringing it back.
Kawhi.
Yeah, but like you best believe for Zion. Like, I'm pretty sure that there was some talks of him potentially being a Nike candidate or a Nike sponsor, well, representative or whatever. People are probably going to try to take advantage of this.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to definitely try to take advantage
of
this.
Oh, they're not a question they're going to try and take advantage
of. Yeah,
they're
going to try to, like, somebody's going to try to move in and be like, hey, man, you know what? We guarantee that this will never happen with your shoe or da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just a bad look because out of all the cats out there that had on Nikes, for his shoe to malfunction – it just kind of makes you go, hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of tentacles of this story that you could talk about, and you're welcome to it, 404-741-0929, or on our Twitter, at 929 the game, where we're discussing this on our social media. But I will say that you could discuss the Nike issue. You could discuss there's an issue of whether or not the rules ought to change, that the NBA ought to use this right now today to re-examine whether or not they're going to have the one and done. All right, and Adam Silver ought to be having that discussion today. There is the issue of whether Nike should be sued and what does Paul George do and all of that. But I think the central question to me, Hugh, is whether or not right now, because it affects college basketball so much, what's going to happen with Zion? Because it's pretty obvious with North Carolina winning by 16 points last night, you can say what you like about Barrett or Young or Reddish or any of the other great young players on Duke. Zion Williamson is that team. And without him, they are vulnerable to not only not winning, but being knocked out of the tournament fairly early.
Okay, so now with that being said, we saw last night how important he is to this team because he got knocked out by 8 seed. That you don't want him to play? I mean, you don't want him to play at all. Forgo the tournament and all the other stuff. Forgo
well,
all of that.
But, you know, in all candor, I don't much like Duke.
Keep that. Let's keep that in mind when you make your decision. I look at it like this.
Man. I am not a Duke fan, so I mean, from that perspective, yes. But really, that's not what's driving my thing. Here's my thing. My thing is that the Zion has. We're talking about not only the number one pick, but the undisputed number one pick. It's the same feeling I had. That's why I appreciated Barrett Gay tweeting in. Same feeling I had about Nick Bosa. When you're in that position, Hugh, give me one reason you should risk. Let's say the MRI today on his knee comes out as he's clean and he's good to go. But tell me one reason you should risk the potential of anything else happening. Because I can't see one.
This is as bad as it was, this is like a fluky thing. And like Andrea just tweeted in, thank you very much for your tweet, Andrea. It's not like they're playing in brand new shoes every game. It's probably just wore the shoe out or somebody could have sabotaged them. They damn near play in new shoes every game. I mean, you know, I hear what you're saying, but they do. They it's almost like every game or every other game, you get a brand new pair of kicks. They keep some fresh kicks, especially basketball.
Right.
Wait a minute. That's the second part of that statement.
Yeah, the sabotage.
Who would sabotage the shoe?
Can you imagine?
I was thinking, no, I'm with her.
Can you imagine
her.
If that were to
I'm
be the
her.
Case?
I'm with her on that,
we're
though.
We're going to go conspiracy theory here.
John, go back and look at that shoe.
Right.
Like, look at it. Look at the way the shoe broke down. That's not a, that does okay, Daryl, forget you. I don't care if you're looking at me like I'm crazy. That's a faulty shoe. That looks weird. It looks weird because it broke at the seam. It broke at the seam. Now, I'm not saying that that's the case.
I'm telling you, I have seen this happen before.
I've never seen it happen.
I have seen this happen before on the NBA level, and I can't say that it's caused someone to have an injury like that, but I have seen this happen before.
Where a shoe comes apart?
I need some I need some footage. I need some documentaries.
Footages.
I need some footages.
Well, I don't think it was. I don't think there was any sabotage here.
I don't think it was either. But John, think
but
about.
Boy,
it,
like, if there were, you want to talk
but,
about?
But,
oh
but you
my
talk
God!
About, you talk about a black cat moment. You talk about a black cat moment.
You know what?
Everybody and their mama was there, and your shoe breaks in at 36 seconds into the game. Come on, man.
Y'all need to stop.
Andrea, I was riding with you though. I believe that. I believe a little something was going. And Barack Obama was there.
Yeah, how about $3,000 for a ticket?
And somebody paid sent me a tweet saying they paid 10 stacks to come from Seattle just to see the game.
Oh man.
That's what they get.
That's why when we talking about the LeBron game and bringing my kid to the game, I'm like, listen, man, that cat don't show up, I'm gonna be hot. And that was on like what, $400? I'm gonna be hot. Need my $400. I need it. $400.
Going to be a big weekend ahead. Right now, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see the Legends of Birmingham Iron. Caller number 5 at 404-741-0929 wins 2 free tickets to see the Legends and their home opener on Sunday, 404-741-0929. 2 free tickets to caller number 5 for Legends and Birmingham Iron tickets. What a day. What a weekend ahead. Next.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now streaming anywhere on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
We are killing it online.
Stay up to date with Atlanta sports no matter where you go. Streaming live now at Radio.com and the Radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I've seen a couple of tweets this morning.
Wow.
Wondering about the severity of Zion's injury, and we'll find out more when the MRI happens today. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh, suggesting that maybe the injury is bad enough to keep him out for the remainder of the year, and therefore, if it's bad enough, maybe he would slide to wherever the Hawks are going to be picking. A couple of things to keep in mind. One is
he ain't sliding, Primp.
He
ain't sliding. You know what's funny? I cannot wait to hear Rick and John because, you know, Rick's all over this one.
Right.
He ain't sliding, Pimp. He might not play another game for Duke.
Yeah,
but Pimp, he ain't sliding.
There's two things, right? One, he's not sliding, and two, understand the Hawks may still have the number one pick. It's not like the NFL. Okay, it's ping pong balls. If the Hawks get lucky, though, Zion Williamson could be a Hawk, and it's going to be based on ping pong balls. So the severity of the injury doesn't matter. He ain't sliding.
Somebody just, my man DJ Special K just sent in a video of Manu Ginobili's shoes breaking in the same fashion. I promise you, I've never seen that before. I've never seen that before. And luckily for Manu, he didn't get hurt. But, man, that is – and it broke – it looked like it broke in a similar fashion that Zion's shoe broke the other night, last night.
By the way, in reference to that, whether or not he would slide down the draft, he's not Michael Porter Jr. of Missouri.
Who's had the injury and has been out all season.
Yeah. And Denver drafted him anyway and will wait for him. He will be drafted number one, and the team will wait for however long it takes.
Let's put it this way. Again, the proof of that is Nick Bosa had major surgery on his midsection because of the tear that he had. He's still going to go number one in the draft. There's just no doubt about the fact that the Arizona Cardinals – now, I've seen some projections that Arizona might take Kyler Murray, which I don't know. I still have a hard time believing that. But Zion's not sliding. What a day. What a weekend. Today, the Braves' first full workout in spring training. Everybody's there down in spring training for the first full workout for the Braves. Their first game is Saturday. Tonight, Atlanta United is playing to open their season tonight against Arredondo. Or Arredondo, or however you pronounce it, down in Costa Rica. Jason Longshore and Mike Connie are there, and we'll bring you all the action live on Sports Radio 92 on the game. The game coverage
begins.
It'll
be aired on our air, right? It'll be on our station.
Yep.
So we got to tune into that tonight.
9:30 tonight.
9:30.
Well, that's pregame. 10 o'clock is kickoff.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why it's so late, because I looked it up. Costa Rica is an, even though Costa Rica itself is pretty much due south of Atlanta, it's an hour earlier, more like Central Time. So it's only an hour earlier, so it's going to kick off at 9 o'clock local time in Costa Rica, which is like, really? How about a 7 o'clock kick? You know, but they're going to kick off at 9 o'clock, and then, of course, a week from tonight, they'll have the return game at Kennesaw. So United plays tonight. The Braves are in full thing. We got the Zion thing going on. It's race week down at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and hopefully they can get some of that.
And we got this big old killer fog rolling in. Reminds me of the movie The Fog. Remember the? Anybody remember the movie The Fog?
Yep.
Coming in this morning. So just be careful out there, because it's kind of thick. You remember that movie?
A movie on the fog.
The movie The Fog. You remember that movie with was Adrienne Barbeau?
Adrienne Barbeau.
Yeah, because you remember back in the day she used to be hot.
Well, that's true, but
y'all are old.
Dude, Adrienne Barbeau used to be hot.
Sorry, bro. John.
Wait, she was Barbeau
in
that,
and she was in Escape from New York, because she...
Yeah.
And Maude.
It was Snake
and
Plissken.
And then there's Maude.
She was in Maude? I didn't know she was in
the
Maude.
The daughter. Yeah,
she was...
I guess I'm old if I know the Maude song, huh?
Yeah, she was thick. She was nice.
Yeah, so a lot going on in terms of sports, and the Legends getting ready to play their opener. The Hawks are getting ready for... the final push of the season, the post-All-Star push, and with games on Friday and Saturday at home. Falcons, of course, making news, and we'll see what else happens with the NFL. I mean, it's a busy time of the year. Everybody's got something that's going on, which makes it a lot of fun for us in Sports Talk Radio, that's for sure.
You know what? I don't know how this works, but since they're not franchising Le'Veon Bell, is it possible they could potentially trade him, or is he's out as a Steeler? He's not technically under contract for
right.
Them.
No, he's just out.
He's just technically free. Okay, so yeah, I was just
he's a
checking
free
on that.
Agent who could free and clear. And since they're not tagging him, they can't trade him. So he thanked the team. He said free at last.
Yeah, like, he hit with the Martin Luther King.
Right, but he is free. He's free to sign with anybody. But you know what? At what price tag? I mean, there are going to be a lot of people interested. They're going to be picking up the phone and calling his agent today. But at what price tag?
Yeah, and you know the way that I'm thinking, man, I wish I'd have got that last franchise tender for that last year. But he decided to sit out. What, he missed out on like $17 million or something like that?
A ton of money.
Yeah, I wish I'd have got that. I mean, but he's going to be all right. He's going to be extra cheesy, and he's going to try to recoup some of that money that he lost from that year that he didn't play. So, yes, there's going to be a lot of teams interested in him, no question about that.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see where Le'Veon Bell lights and ends up playing the next phase of his career in the NFL. And again, yes, I just to address that again with the Zion thing, he is not sliding, okay? He's going to be taken number one overall. As a matter of fact, I actually think, Hugh, that even though I would not play for Duke again, I think he will. I think he'll be back. When is Duke's next game?
Oh, he ain't
Saturday
gonna play
against
next
Syracuse.
One.
Saturday against Syracuse. He ain't gonna play in the next one. No. Well, how about after that? Depending. And again, we don't know what the MRI is going to show. You know, he may sit out a few games because they don't need him.
Tuesday at Virginia Tech.
You know, he may sit out a couple of games because again, they shouldn't need him. But boy, you know, again, if you want to prove, you want proof that Zion is the number one pick, because there are people saying R.J. Barrett is as good as Zion Williamson. If that had happened to RJ, right? So North Carolina, Hugh, beats Duke by 16 at Cameron Indoor last night. If it had been RJ Barrett who had blown his shoe out, he had blown out his flip flop at the beginning of the game, would Duke have lost by 16? My answer is no.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, but don't knock Barrett. I mean, he had 33 points.
I'm not knocking Barrett.
I think it was just the presence of the big man in the middle. I think that's what really hurt Duke.
Yeah.
That was the issue for Duke last night, was that they didn't have anybody that was out in the middle.
And several of the players said that they were emotionally rocked when they saw him go down like that. So
right. Well, there's that too. I mean,
That's a hell of an adjustment to make 36 seconds into the game, John. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hear, like, and you know, you always say, well, hey, fellas, he's out. Move on. Dog, being out there on the court, like, your first thing is like, damn, will my shoe blow out? Now you're questioning your equipment. You know what I mean? You're like, that's natural to do. You're still going out there and you're trying to play your game and you're trying to be focused or whatever. But you're questioning your equipment. And you're like, damn, is my shoe going to blow out? I guarantee you. Everybody on Duke's side was like, damn, what the hell? What the hell's
right,
going on?
Right.
When is my shoe going to go? Or they're a little leery about taking that extra hard cut or whatever? Man, come on. I've never seen anything like that before.
We saw two things that happened in college basketball last night that we've never seen before happen. The other thing, of course, that Georgia thing. Because who had ever seen something like that? The Georgia Bulldogs lose to Mississippi State because a fan decides to throw a stuffed bulldog onto the court. I mean, all right, so again, if you didn't see the story, Mississippi State is down by a point, okay? And they get fouled with a half second to go, and the fans are not happy. The star of Mississippi State goes to the foul line, makes the first foul shot, tie game, and he's about to take the second shot. A stuffed bulldog comes flying out of the stand. Now he misses the free throw, and if the fan doesn't throw the stuffed bulldog, it's probably going to go to overtime. It's definitely going to overtime. Instead, they call a technical foul on Georgia, give the dude another free throw. He makes it, and Georgia loses. Who does that?
I'll say this. The fan that threw it out there, I'm pretty sure they know who it is. First of all, how the hell you get a stuffed bulldog into the game?
Oh, it was just a little one.
No, but still, how you get it in there? Like, why are you bringing a stuffed bulldog to the game? Oh, the cassette. Oh, I forgot about the cassette stand. Why you throw it on the court?
Yeah, that's the issue.
Why you throwing it on the court? You need to be banned from all games. And if you're a student, I wouldn't go so far as to kick you out, but you ain't allowed to come to the. You ain't allowed to come to no more games.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. They got to know who threw this. That person's got to be ID'd today, right? I mean, because there's got to be more than one person who knows.
And then I'm assuming it's a Bulldog fan for you to lose that fashion. I'm pretty sure Bulldog Nation is going to probably look at you. I mean, you know, it's not like you're going to the NCAA tournament, but still. That's a win. And the win column, they're probably looking at you sideways right about now.
There is one other quick UGA story that I want to get out there. UGA, we talked about this yesterday. UGA and Auburn and changing their schedule, they agreed to do it last night. Yeah. And so starting not this year, but next year,
they
absolutely caved. So Auburn and Tennessee games are going to flip. Now, here's what you have. So beginning next year, and by the way, not only did UGA cave to say, okay, we'll play Tennessee later in the year and Auburn earlier in the year, but UGA is not going to get that game back where they did the league a solid and played two games back-to-back at Auburn when they expanded. You know, if I'm UGA, I at least hold out for saying, okay, we'll agree to this because Auburn wants this. We'll agree to this, but we get to have Auburn home and home, and you got to pay us back. They didn't even get that, Hugh. This is a bad cave in my book.
I guess they felt, you know, I guess that Auburn's argument was so compelling that they felt that, you know, they were going to just do the right thing by Auburn. And make it right for him.
Well, give me something. Give me that home game back that I lost, where I played two games straight at your place because of the thing, and they didn't even get that.
My biggest thing is like
I would have just said no.
People plan their lives around these games and these vacation times and all this other stuff. I mean, I guess the good thing, only good thing about this is that I guess you can do it earlier in the year, not next year, but the following year. But, I mean, it kind of takes away from it a little bit. You know, that whole back-to-back had a cupcake in between. Do they still get the cupcake in between?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're going to be quite a few. I mean, this year, on the schedule this year, Georgia will play Tennessee on October the 5th.
No, I'm talking about Auburn. Auburn.
Oh, yeah, they'll get a cupcake.
They'll get the cupcake in between the Georgia and the Alabama.
Well, now they're going to be playing Georgia in October, so.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so they're going to keep the schedule the same, like, right?
Yeah. For this year, yes. So October the 5th against Tennessee, November 16th against Auburn. That's this year, and those will flip. From a competitive standpoint, it doesn't really matter. If I'm the league, if I'm the conference, I like this because the idea of Georgia and Tennessee, since they're both in the East playing in late November, is a better thing for me because that's going to impact the Eastern champion. You know what I'm saying?
No, I got you. I'm with you.
But still, if I'm Georgia, I want something if I'm going to do this. And Georgia got nothing. So why did they do it? Makes no sense. You just folded up and went, okay, fine. All right. Well, you did. Man, I'm just, you're throwing bulldogs on the court to give teams the wins and you're agreeing to stuff that you get nothing out of?
But I think that kind of backfired, though. Throwing bulldogs. That kind of backfired.
Check yourself. Rick and John are chomping at the bit, aren't they? Well, Rick is on this Zion thing. They're top of the hour on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Now, your game time traffic.
I'm Stephanie Stallworth from the Game Time Traffic.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, John and Hugh from the Kia Studios. Getting ready for Rick and John at the top of the hour. You set out a story yesterday that I thought was fascinating. We talk, the show talks among each other, and sometimes we find stories that aren't necessarily sports stories. And you found a story that I thought was really kind of interesting, that there's a proposal in California to get rid of the speed limit on a highway and just have no speed limit out there.
Yeah, they were talking about for certain lanes on I-5 and Highway 99. And they were talking about these are two vital roadways that stretch across California. And they were basically talking about how they were thinking about just getting rid of the speed limit. And how would that be? They say it works in Germany, but how would it work here in America? I don't know if that would be a good thing. I think that the reason why the Autobahn works is that everybody's kind of accustomed to driving that way. I don't think that would work here because, like, honestly, in the United States, we've seen it. We see it every day. People that don't know what these specific lanes are for when they drive to work every day. Like, you see people that drive in the fast, like, just a quick tutorial. The far left lane outside of the HOV lane, high capacity vehicle lane, the left lane is for the high speed vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
That's the lane.
The number one lane.
Yeah, the number one lane where cars that are going a little bit over the speed limit, that's where they drive. The middle lane is for like the in between people.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, want to go a little bit faster.
Me.
The right lane, the far right lane is for the slower moving vehicles.
And trucks.
Yeah. People don't drive in the right lane. Because you'll have people that drive in the fast lane going slow.
I hate speed limit cops. And those
yeah, and they'll
police.
Try to slow you down.
Yeah, they try
to
slow
or
you down.
Or they'll jump in your lane to slow you down.
You're going to drive the speed limit. I'm going to make sure of it.
And see.
Don't be that dude.
And that's the main reason, like, I don't know why I'm sharing this, but I don't drive like this anymore. This is how I used to drive. Let me put that disclaimer out there when I was younger. That's why I drive a truck. Because, you know, you get those folks that, when they get in there, the truck is intimidating. You throw them lights on them, and you come up there with that big grill that's sitting up a little bit higher than your car, people get intimidated by that. They tend to get out the way. But it's amazing to me how people, and they do this to this day, they will ride in the fast lane not doing nowhere near the regular speed limit.
Right.
I hate that.
Which is really dangerous.
And it's like, and they're looking at you like you're doing something wrong. No, technically you are.
Right, speed
limit. Because you're slowing down the flow of traffic. That's what the left lane is for.
Right. It's legal to go over the speed limit if you're passing. And so you use the left lane to pass because you can't pass in the right lane.
Yeah.
So it's, you know.
People don't understand that.
They don't understand
that. And then on the auto, I always, like, my dream was, and I remember one time I wanted to do it, but when I looked into the cost of actually shipping my car over there mm-hmm. and driving on the Autobahn, it was a little high.
All right. So now they don't have a speed limit on the Autobahn in the left-hand lane and the number one lane. They also don't have a speed limit on the auto route in France. It's just like Germany, okay? Mm-hmm. And I did that one time when I was in France. I went on the auto route, and I'm driving out of Paris down to through the middle of the country to Lyon in a rental car. I'm in a Peugeot, okay?
No Peugeots get up though.
Well, a little bit,
them
but
Peugeots
I mean,
got a little bit of horses.
It's a rental. It's not exactly killing it like a BMW. So, but I get out there, and my ex-wife says, God rest her soul, that she says, why don't you go ahead and get in because the right lane does have a speed limit. It's like 75 miles an hour in the right lane and no speed limit in the left. And so we're out in the middle of the country. It's daytime. She goes, go ahead and get in the left lane and see what it's like. So I get in the left lane, and I'm going like 100, 105, and I wasn't real comfortable because that was a little car, and I was going, I'm not so comfortable.
And it was shaking.
And I look at my rear view.
Like he was leaving the atmosphere.
Okay? I look at my rear view, and these guys are coming up on me. So I move over, and I'm doing 105, and one of them was a Beamer. I think the other was a Mercedes. And they were like 6 inches apart, roaring. Pew, pew. And I was like, whoa, okay.
I would love to do
they
that.
They must be doing 130.
I've seen videos of people that have driven on the Autobahn. And like to see like the supercars that come past flying. That's what I wanted to do. That was my dream. And I thought about at one point I had a Ferrari. I had a 575 Maranello. And I wanted to go on the Autobahn D. But when I started talking about shipping the car, because you got to ship it. And it's on a boat. You got to ship it on a boat and thinking about how to ship it over there and then having to be there for a while, it didn't make sense. But I always wanted to do that, man. I wanted to do it in something that could get up and down the highway. That just seems like that would be a fun time.
Right. If you want to go and have some fun, legally fun, drive to Texas, because once you get out of Dallas-Fort Worth, the speed limit goes from 75 to 80, and once you drop down out of Big Spring, Texas to El Paso, the speed limit, posted speed limit is 85.
I do that anyway. I hit that on I-10.
You know, so I mean,
when you hit I-10, you're into Texas.
You can be in the 93 range and be totally legal going to El Paso.
Yeah, but that's like taking I-10 from the week. Like, if you got to catch it right, people. I don't. You know, especially going through Mississippi. But when you catch I-10, that whole stretch, you could kind of do that. Because it's, like, wide open. That's going through Louisiana and all that, that's a nice little ride. That you can get it going that way, too. So, yeah. But I don't suggest that. I'm not suggesting that you do the speed limit. State police would be out there that day. Yeah.
Hugh said.
And they got something that'll come get you now. They definitely have something that'll come get you.
Yeah, those chase cars, man, they could fly. Those chase cars are faster than your car. Okay?
You know, I remember back in the day when – does anybody remember when Atlanta, the Highway Patrol had 5.0s? Remember when they used to have them?
Yes.
Boy, and they used to sit up on the ridge. They would have one spotter that would be there. Kind of like they got us when we was going to Carolina one time.
Who was us?
Me and you. They have a spotter on top.
Right.
And they have the chase car that's already out. And he just radioed it in, and they get that 5.0, and they just come get you. Yeah. Awesome. I should have been a cop. I should have been a highway patrolman.
You were talking about us being scared over earlier, right?
Yes.
Does anybody out there, and I know AT does, how old do you have to be to remember when the national speed limit was 55? I mean, it was that you couldn't go anywhere in the entire. That was in the early 70s. I think I want to say it was President Nixon. There was some oil crisis, and they said all of a sudden the national speed limit was. I had to try and drive when I was still 18. I think it was still 55. You had to try and drive 55. Think about that. You're going across country, and the maximum you can go is 55 miles an hour. You know how long it took?
I remember back when my father used to tell me, well, I don't remember, but he used to tell stories about when Highway 42 was the way that you would get down south from up north. Like, you had to ride 42 to come down to like, Tennessee and get down this way. Boy, could you imagine riding, like, that highway now, like it's like a little two-lane highway.
Yeah, I know,
that
right.
was ridiculous.
Through every town?
Yeah.
Stopping through every city? Yeah. No wonder it took you forever. Thank God for the interstates. Rick and John are chomping at the bit to get going. Both of them are really anxious to talk about this Zion thing and more. It's at the top of the hour on Sports Radio 92 in the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.